Hello, everyone. My name is David Greenwald. I'm the founder of Leanness Lifestyle University. And today I have with me a very special guest. Her name is Jennifer Leal from California. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Well, Jennifer, you've lost a lot of weight with my program. You were a grand champion of boot camp, which we now call Lifestyle 180. Would you please just go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you? What do you do? How old are you? How tall are you? Give us the basic stats on Jennifer, please.
Okay. I'm Jennifer Leal, and I'm 46 years old. I live in Central California with my husband. We have three kids, two in high school and one in elementary school, which keeps me hopping. I'm a stay-at-home mom right now, and I volunteer various club community events, and I'm 5'5" tall.
Good. Okay. All right. Sounds like you've got a very full and busy life. And so at 46 and 5'5", what's your history like with weight? What's your background in fitness, if any? How long have you been battling weight? Just bring us up to date and tell us where you've been and what you've been through.
Okay. I don't think I struggled with weight as a child. It didn't really even occur to me until I was a teenager that, you know, maybe I wanted to be thinner. I don't think fitness ever came into play. Looking back, I think it's just the media, you know, what you're supposed to look like. I don't think I was ever fully happy with the way I looked. I was a competitive swimmer in high school, so I was relatively fit, but, you know, never measured up to what I thought I wanted to be. I began fighting weight after my son was born almost 18 years ago, and it started, I think, looking back, by being at home for the first time with another human being that I had no idea what to do with. You know, I turned to food for comfort during the day when I was there alone with him, and didn't exercise, didn't do anything. So that's how it started, and you know, fought it ever since. So 18 years, I guess, I finally got smart.
I started then. Well, you know, can you remember, you know, high school, college age, in your 20s and 30s? You know, what did you weigh back then when there wasn't a weight issue? And then what did you realize? What was your weight when you first realized, or whatever, you know, after your son was born, that you were, you know, eating out of comfort through the home and all of that? What kind of numbers were you seeing?
You know, I don't even, I think I've blocked the actual numbers out of my brain. I know I was in probably 8 and 10 size clothing when my, you know, before I was pregnant. And before that, you know, I always thought myself as being hippie. You know, I always fought that lower body weight. But it was never, you know, I wasn't by any means obese or anything before my son. I think once he came along, I finally just looked in the mirror, you know, and no clothes fit. And I was wearing, you know, pants that had elastic waistbands in my 20s, and that wasn't fun. I think it was just, I don't know what hit me, but it just did, that I needed to do something.
So if, I don't know if I'm hearing you right, but are you saying the first time you've really done something is with my program?
I had done one other program right after my son was born, and that was, he was about 2 years old, and I did another program and lost quite a bit, where I was down to 148, I think, was my lowest at that point, and I became pregnant with my daughter, and it just started again. And the program I was on that wasn't realistic. It was eating their food, and, you know, I knew it wasn't realistic, but at that time I just wanted something quick. And I didn't care at the time how long it lasted, I guess. And that's the difference with this program is, you know, it's something that I can carry on throughout my life. You know, it's eating real food. It's not a fad or anything.
So with the program where you had the packaged foods, you got down to 148. Do you remember where you started?
I was right at, it was in the 190s. I hadn't hit 200. It was right about 50 pounds that I had lost overall.
Okay. And so what's the heaviest you've ever been?
227 pounds, and that was this past February.
227 this past February.
Yeah.
So with the other program, you started just over 200. You lost about 50 pounds. You got down to 148. And what year would you say that would have been at 148?
1996.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then it was a slow creep back up and eventually reaching the 227?
Yeah, it wasn't terribly slow. It seemed like it... it probably happened. That last jump was when my last daughter was born, and she's almost eight. So the past 7 years, it was, I didn't lose weight after my last daughter was born. It just crept up from there.
Okay.
So that was the final push into where I ended up.
Well, earlier this year, when you were 227, what was your pants or dress size?
Pants were size 20, and that was tight, but I was not going to buy 22, so I don't know what I would have done if I had not started. But 20s were tight. Everything else was either a 2 or a 3X, and some of that didn't fit. Some of it was too small.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you weigh today? Now, we're looking at, so when you were 227, that was around the first of the year?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now we're looking at just about 8 months later.
Right.
What do you weigh today, and what size clothes are you wearing today?
As of this morning, I'm 149.6 pounds, and I'm in a comfortable size 10. I could probably push into an 8, but they'd be too tight still, but I'm right on the cusp of switching sizes. All my shirts, anything like that, is a medium. And I can go into a store and buy just off the rack now, confident that it's going to fit when it gets home, and it does. And that's thrilling. It really is.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you know, in Boot Camp 15, which we now call Lifestyle 180, you were the top overall total weight loss, total percentage of body weight lost, and you lost 70 pounds in 20 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
With Boot Camp 15, which is just outstanding. And you were voted and awarded the grand champion for the female. And it's just, you just did an outstanding job with that.
Thank you.
You know, as you went through that process and you went from 227 and you lost 70 pounds in boot camp, what would you say is the most surprising positive change about that process or since losing the weight?
I think the most surprising is that people don't recognize me. And that's still, I get a thrill out of that, frankly. I had last night we had back to school night at the high school. Was sitting in my son's ag class that he's had the same teacher for 4 years. And we've done things other than just, you know, at school. It's been FFA and various things. So he knows me. He came up to me and shook my hand and honestly looked in my eyes and asked who I belonged to. And I said, you know, Chris. And he said, Chris who? He had no idea who I was. I said, Chris Leo. And he said, you could just see the light go on in his eyes. Like, oh, I knew that. I thought, no, you didn't know who I was.
Yeah, you know, not know.
And I've had conversations with him. I know him. So that happens a lot. And I frankly think it's fun. It's probably not very nice on my part, but it's fun. That's the most surprising. There are too many positives. You know, everything's positive anymore.
Well, let's try to narrow it down just a bit. What would you say is the best part about being actually more than 77 pounds down from your start this year? What would you say is the best part about that?
I sleep every night now, whereas before I would wake up 3 and 4 times and couldn't sleep. I don't snore anymore, which, you know, everybody's thankful for. I think one of the best highlights of this whole process is when my 7-year-old gave me a hug for the first time in her life and commented about it, you know, said that she could put her arms around me. You know, it's little things like that. It's walking into the closet in the morning and figuring out what I'm going to wear. And that choice now is based on, you know, what I'm going to do for the day or what the occasion calls for. Before it was, you know, what's going to actually fit and what's going to hide me the most. You know, it wasn't fun even just walking in the closet. So that's fun now. And the compliments, that I get and being able to, you know, people ask me how I did it. And I'm getting a lot of people asking me if I had surgery and the fact that I can honestly say no, that I, you know, I worked my tail off and I ate properly and to talk about the program, it's invigorating and it makes me happy that I'm able to honestly tell somebody about this. I'm not ashamed of how I got to where I am, and it makes me proud.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is one of the things you reminded me of that. I haven't thought about that in a little while, where I say that when someone does the Leanest Lifestyle program, you'll be able to look someone straight in the eyes and tell them what you're doing and feel good about it, whether it's your kids or it's a relative or it's your doctor.
Absolutely.
Or it's your trainer or it's anyone else. You won't have to look to the floor and when someone says, hey, how'd you lose all that weight? And say, well, I ate nothing but grapefruits for three
right.
months.
Exactly. You know, and it helps them because there are people that, you know, I think I've helped also where they can see some hope, you know, in their own lives. Because I think when I started this, I didn't have a whole lot of hope left. I thought, gosh, this is the way I'm going to be forever. And, you know, in a relatively short time, it's turned around completely. And I'm happy.
Let me ask you something just about, you know, just how well you did in Boot Camp 15. Was there a point, because you led the total weight loss and percentage of body weight loss in this 20-week program, you led it for, you probably have even a better record. I don't actually have it in front of me. I know you led it for at least 10 weeks,
right.
At least the last 10 weeks. Was there a point where you thought to yourself, I'm going to win this, or I want to win this, or I'm going for it? How did that work? What were the dynamics with that?
You know, it in the very beginning, honestly, I think what kept me or what pushed me into even just doing the boot camp was, you know, the financial thing was hard for me to spend that money on myself. And I think in the very beginning, it was that thought that, hey, I could win this and, you know, it's okay. I'll you know, get my money back. And, you know, as far as that goes, as far as the winning. But honestly, other than that, I felt so good about myself every day. I would get out of bed and, you know, be excited to go weigh myself. I mean, that never happened. And the winning part, honestly, I don't think it factored into my success. I think it was just the positive comments I was hearing from not just people in boot camp or you or, you know, people like that. It was just the people I'd run into it in everyday life that kept me going. And I liked that. It was almost a high of just positive energy. So honestly, the money is great and it's wonderful and I'm very grateful, but it wasn't the driving force in this. It was just, I felt better than I ever had in my life before.
Yeah, just feeling better just transferred into your
it did. Your
positive behaviors.
Yeah, I just wanted to keep going as far as that goes, and just to make myself see how it just kept getting better and better.
Yeah, you sure did. You really, really did. Well, were there any health issues before, or have any health parameters improved since the weight loss?
You know, I had never been, knock on wood, I've been very healthy my entire life. You know, I rarely get sick, and I didn't have any health issues that I was aware of. I'm sure there were underlying things that would have come out if I had kept on the path that I was on. When I started, my blood pressure was 143 over 80, and when I ended, it was 110 over 62. And the doctor was, you know, each time I went in, because I went in, I think, three times over the process, and she was just amazed each time that she could see just in the blood pressure how it had gone down. You know, I started out in the obese category, which, number one, just saying obese was always hard for me. And, you know, it's nice now that I don't ever have to say that again. But my BMI at the time was over 37, and I've gone down to under 25. In these last few months. Other than that, I think it's just, I feel better. I know I'm healthier.
That's awesome, Jennifer. Everything you've done is awesome, but to hear that you're under 25 now on the BMI tells us that even by any medical standards, you're no longer in the overweight category even.
I know. It's exciting.
You're in the healthy weight category.
Yeah. How awesome is that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful to hear on the blood pressure improvements, 143 over 80 to 110 over 62. Wow, that is amazing. And that's with no other known, you know, underlying issues.
Right.
But like you said, eventually it does catch up to us no matter what. No matter what our health currently is, it will eventually catch up to us. But I'm glad that you were able to get to us and us to you before things, you know, really took hold. So that's great.
Absolutely.
Are there things you now do or that you can now do that you weren't able to do before, or maybe not that you weren't able to do before, but that you wouldn't do before? Anything different there?
I actually wear shorts in public now. From time to time, you know, and we live in a climate that's oftentimes approaching or over 100 degrees. And I wouldn't wear shorts when my husband was home, just in the yard. I mean, it was that bad. So I actually wear shorts in public, which I'm still trying to get used to. But I do it. Last summer I went on roller coaster with my kids, and that was one of the big things in my mind, because probably about 3 years ago I had gone to an amusement park with my daughter on a field trip, and they had to come manually push the safety bar down because it wouldn't close, which was absolutely mortifying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this time, hey, I got on and had no problems. I handle stress much better now. I've learned that rather than, you know, going to the refrigerator or the pantry, if I go for a walk or a swim, it reduces the stress, and I also don't feel guilty afterwards, which is huge. Because before, you know, I would just grab something to eat. I'd feel good for, you know, 10 minutes or so, and then I'd start beating myself up again. So it was a vicious cycle. As far as what I'm going to do next summer, we're going to go on a cruise with my sister and her family, because both of our sons are graduating high school. And there's a water slide that I've promised my kids I will go on, which means I'll be in a bathing suit in public for the first time in, I don't know, 20 years, close to 20 years. And my 8-year-old daughter has informed me that she's going to teach me to snow ski.
Ah.
So, you know, nothing's out of the question now. And it's really nice that if I want to do something, my decision's not going to be based on whether or not I'm too fat to do it. If I decide not to do it, it's because I don't want to for some. And that's freeing. It really is.
That's just so, so good to hear. So many things there.
It really is.
I don't even know where to begin. There's just so many awesome things that you're doing and or are going to do.
Yeah.
You definitely have to keep us up to date on the snow skiing.
Yeah, I will. That's the one that scares me, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have not met you in person.
Correct.
So how would you explain it that you were able to be successful without ever meeting me in person?
You know, I think the first word that comes to mind is trust. And I trusted I read a lot of testimonies and comments from people that were already involved in Lena's Lifestyle, in the program. I contacted a couple of them and, you know, asked personal questions. I knew they trusted you and believed in the program, and I heard firsthand from them what their successes were. And the next thing, I took a leap of faith in the very beginning, because I didn't know you, but I trusted what they had told me. And it wasn't long after I joined that you proved yourself to me. You did what you said you were going to do, and you were honest and open. You were firm and but kind at the same time. You know, you didn't treat me with kid gloves, but I felt that there was a kindness there and that you were personally invested in me succeeding. It felt very personal, and I ended up just trusting, and I was correct. So thank you for that.
Yeah, well, that's so good to hear. I'm glad that, you know, the people that you were kind of keeping an eye on that were already members and some doing really well and whatnot that were talking about us. I'm glad you were able to find us that way. And I never really know if the program finds the student or if the student finds the program or if it's both. I just believe it's all happening perfectly. And I'm so glad you were able to find us or us you, and you were able to get involved. And thank you so much for the kind words. I really appreciate it. It is exactly what I try to do. I have to be firm in this position. But I also care probably too much at times. But thankfully, I'm not a clinical psychologist, so I actually am able to get emotionally involved,
right.
Not at an intimate level, but emotionally involved with my students, and I often do. Like I said, sometimes I do care too much, but I really do. So I appreciate that insight on your part that you recognize that. Thank you.
Yes.
So where to from here for you? Now, I see you graduated boot camp at the end of June at what weight?
155.
So 155-ish, and we're a good couple months after that, and you're weighing even less. Where are you going?
Once school just started here, so my kids are, my life is going to get back sort of under control. I'm going to get back into the exercise where I was before, because that's where I have slacked off a little bit, and I'm continuing. I have, you know, I'm in the healthy category. That was my next, after boot camp, that was the next thing I really wanted to accomplish, and I've done that. So from here on out, you know, I have probably another, 10 or 15 pounds, and then I'm going to see where I am, because I don't remember a time that I've been that low. And, you know, I just imagine it getting better and better, but I am, the exercise is going to kick up again here, And the eating has, I've been really good. You know, the tools that I learned, the things that I learned, not tricks, but
mm-hmm.
legitimate things on how to balance my proteins and carbs, that stayed with me, you know, even if I wasn't in the boot camp. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that just shows that I'm still losing, maybe not as much as quickly as I did before, but I'm not, you know, I wasn't putting the exercise in, honestly, in the last probably month.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've still lost, so that just shows that what I've learned is working continually.
It shows how good you've gotten with your nutrition if mm-hmm. the exercise is able to be backed off like that. And I'm
right.
glad to hear you're getting ready to bring it back in. And
absolutely.
So you've got about another 10 or 15 pounds from here is where you're going to.
That's my ultimate, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you were considering signing up for Lifestyle 180, Bootcamp 15 as it was, you had some hesitation. What were your feelings about signing up? I know you mentioned earlier you really had some reservations about spending this money on yourself. What other feelings did you have when you were really considering signing up?
I had absolutely no positive feelings toward myself. There was I was really low. I think the money, I didn't think that I would have enough time to do it. And I just got over those two humps, made the time for myself, and immediately, you know, started feeling better. I did daily lifts in the very beginning, you know, of my daily chores around the house or whatever I had to do. And in the very beginning, I put on their exercise first. And as soon as the kids were at school, that's what I did, you know, before the laundry, before the errands, anything else. I took time for myself. And I think that was key, just to realize that, hey, I'm important and, you know, everything else can wait. My kids had clean clothes. They had food. You know, in the end, I just had to take that time for myself.
Do you feel, you just reminded me of something when you were talking about, you know, the kids and taking this time for yourself, you know, and just as they say, when we fly somewhere, you know, put your own mask on first if we need oxygen before you put someone else's mask on.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be no good to someone else if you're passed out.
Absolutely.
So you got to put your own mask on first. Since you were able to do that more, were you able to put yourself first a little bit more often? Do you feel like that's benefited the others around you in the end?
Oh, absolutely. I'm it's strange. I'm much kinder. You know, I would honestly, you know, I snap at my kids, and I think all parents, you know, get short with their family first,
sure,
rather than they do everybody else. And
right,
that has diminished a lot. I think if I'm happy with myself first, then it just radiates to others. I'm not saying I don't snap at my kids anymore, but I'm a much kinder person, and I don't take my frustrations with myself and my inability to be happy out on them anymore. And the whole dynamic in the relationships around me is, and it started with me. You know, it when you think of it like that, it's kind of awesome in the amount of power just being happy with yourself holds. But the dynamics around just my family and friends has changed incredibly because I'm happy with myself.
That's great to hear. It just made me think of that. And that dynamic often does change. And it's so difficult. And I'm going to say, too, it's especially difficult for women over men a lot of times to put themselves first. The mm-hmm. caretakers in our lives are a lot of times women. And you guys will put everyone else first so often for so long. And giving yourself scraps for too long ends up with a unhappiness that does bleed into relationships and everything else, and it's very difficult to put yourself first at first.
It is.
But I'm so glad to hear that it did translate in that positive way for you.
Yeah. And now it's second nature,
mm-hmm.
and which is really nice. I don't have to think. I don't have to consciously think about myself first now. Now it just it happens first, and everything else falls into place. It's great, really.
And as you do that, your kids benefit, your husband benefits, other relationships benefit. Yeah, that's wonderful to hear.
Absolutely.
All right. So what advice do you give to the person who's thinking about beginning their second or their 15th attempt at weight loss and who's wondering if they should begin with a program offered by Leanus Lifestyles? Maybe someone considering the next Lifestyle 180 and, you know, they're considering it, but they're not sure if they can do it or if they should do this.
I think the first thing is realizing that this Leanus Lifestyle is not a diet. It truly is life-changing. it changes from you're going to learn how to eat real food, not processed food, not going through the drive-thru because it's easy. And at first it's a little bit of work to plan out what you're going to eat. I planned my meals a week in advance and prepared my snacks every Sunday, and that would get me through the week, and I wrote down everything. You can do it if you get out of the habit of, your bad habits, thus this becoming a lifestyle change. You learn how to eat properly so that your body is going to benefit the most, and to basically use it as fuel, use food as fuel rather than a comfort. I learned how to deal with my negative self-talk, which was huge in the beginning, and how to deal with my trigger foods, which I didn't really even know I had them, but I did. The other thing is you'll never feel alone. The program has so many features in place already that, from texting features to get you through a tight spot to the message boards from other members, and just knowing that they're there for support, or even if they have a problem, you can offer a suggestion, and that's powerful too, to be able to help someone else. And then the private messaging to the coaches. Everything's there. It's in place. It's ready for people to use. And I said it before, it's not a fad diet. It's not a gimmick. And it's truly a lifestyle change. And it changed me from the inside out. I expected, I think, to lose some weight. I didn't expect to lose as much as I did, but I also didn't expect it to change it didn't change who I was, but it brought out my true self that had been buried for so long. And it changed my life, truly. And so I thank you for it.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to share a bit of your story. And I realize this is just a bit, but I just want to congratulate you on a job incredibly well done once again. Congratulations on being awarded and voted the grand champion female for Boot Camp 15. Thank you so much again for sharing your insights and your journey with us, and for allowing me to be a part of it. I wish you continued success, and I hope you'll keep in touch with us as you go forward, and you learn how to ski and lose another 10 to 15.
Thank you so much for everything. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. This is David Greenwald of Leanness Lifestyle University. For more information on programs we offer, visit leannesslifestyle.com. That's LeannessLifestyle.com. I look forward to working with you personally and through the wonder of an inside-out transformation, helping you to not only turn your body, but your life around.